ever I am locked inside my room, buried in the tomb that I call love. She sings to me the words I cannot hear, but then the melody so clear it makes me cry. Her love is so beautiful. Her love is so real. It's she never will call home. I stand shaking like a stone and smile inside. She's calling me to come to her and curl inside her room. I hear lies, acid too, but I won't die. The pain is so beautiful. The urge is so real. It smells like I will free.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Dripping by Aowen Coffee, also known as Chess Master, off of the album SFSE, and then in parentheses, Demos. Before that, Glue by The Gerbils off of Are You Sleepy? Before that, Basement by Surface to Air Missive off of the album Shadows Leap. And the first of those four songs was Because I'm a Boy, in all caps and without an apostrophe in I'm. It's by Makeout Videotape off of the album Yin Yang, also in all caps. Took me, I don't know how long, to find out that that song, Because I'm a Boy, was not by the old Thunder Bay band Visions of Doyle. I heard them cover it I don't know how many times since I was like a teenager up until they disbanded indefinitely. And yeah, it took me a long time to realize that. I don't know if I've ever played any of their old demos on this show. But yeah, it makes me reminisce about going to the Apollo way back and the shows that I used to catch there. I mean, living in Montreal now, there are multiple shows a week. Multiple good shows a week to go to and things to check out and places with regulars and that sort of thing. And you know, it was kind of a weird thing for me going to the Apollo. I'd go there alone and it could be some kind of odd nights, but, yeah, I reminisce about that. And especially with the summer coming on and remembering like the summers between, like especially when I was in university, well, doing my undergrad, yeah, there were a lot of nice nights that were spent, like taking the bus downtown in Thunder Bay and then, walking home much, much later in the evening. Yeah, special times. Just kicking around, riding around on my bike at night or walking. Fun stuff. Yeah, the other thing to note here is about Aowen Coffee. I noticed he's, also known as Chess Master. I think it's just like a weird tagging thing where his Bandcamp is Chessmaster, but this one album is credited to him and his name. And I've tried seeing if there's any other music under this name, and I found none. But I actually really love this collection of demos. So yeah, if someday something new pops up on the Aowen Coffee / Chessmaster Bandcamp, I will be very, very excited. So really, SFSE, whatever that stands for, is like a really tight collection of songs. It's really nice. And all of the photos that he uses on the Bandcamp also look like places from Northern Ontario, which is a little bit odd. But apparently, he's from Ireland, as the name would suggest. And it's also a relatively common name over there. Anyway, here's some more music.
Strong. stay under an open ladder. Couldn't stop yourself from asking yourself how much time the other had left. Call a cat in heat, screech through the alley. Watch all the windows light up, light up, light.
How to go through with it.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Four songs, last of which was Denial by Memory Card off of their self-titled, before that Wish by Devil's Cross Country off of Possession is 9/10. Second song was The Crane by Glass Dolls off of their self-titled EP. Or, well, it's just EP if you download it off of Bandcamp. And then the first of the four, Real Heat by Phib off of their album Heavy Lifting, which came out a few months ago and is a really nice one. And a pretty big change from their first album, mostly in terms of production and approach, I guess. But anyway, both of their albums are really great. And it was a few years in the making. I think their previous album came out in 2021. And thinking about that, seeing that gap, I know the AO and Coffee release that I was talking about earlier. I don't know if I'm saying that either. Saying that right, either. E-O-I-N-C-O-F-F-E-Y. Someone Irish can tell me how to say that correctly. Yeah, that release was in 2020, so... You know, maybe 5 years is what it takes. Anyway, that Memory Card release is one from 2022. He's got some more recent stuff. He has, I think it was like an EP that he released about a year ago. All of his albums are really, really good. Memory Card I've listened to a ton. And I think whenever the summer comes, I kind of switch over to listening to really enjoying like concise songs. I don't know if I'd necessarily describe the Memory Card self-titled as like a summer album, but it's feeling that way to me now. Yeah, I like it a lot. I think he's from Alabama. And yeah, he's got a pretty large discography. I mean, like an album pretty much every year, at least since 2022. So I should dig a little bit further back than just the self-titled. But yeah, really good. I like it a lot. And it also feels like his music's been getting quite a bit tighter since the self-titled, so someone to keep an eye on, I guess. Devil's Cross Country is another band that's quite nice. They released an album, I think, late last year. I've just had a tough time finding places to put them on the show, but I was happy to do that this time. Anyway, more's coming up.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show's past tense. Last song was Con Art Inc. for Incorporated by Delilah off of their album Beneath the Floors, and the first of those two songs was Capital City by the band Matcha off of their self-titled album, which I don't think was their first album. I guess lots of self-titled albums are not first albums. But I'm just trying to remember where that's kind of placed within the chronology of their albums. I feel like they became more and more of a like a post-rock band as time went on. I'm trying to remember the name of... they've got this green album with this crazy orange monster thing. Maybe it's a deer on the cover. That one's really good. I feel like I haven't played a ton from that, but I really associate the other two albums they have with the summertime. I think it was about a year ago that I was... Oh, man, 2 years ago? I don't know. I think it was 2 years ago. But more in the late summer that I was listening to Matcha a ton, particularly the other two albums that are not this album. Wait, no. Yes, this album. And then another one that I think was maybe their first release. Those are a lot of fun. They feel very hazy, I guess. And that goes along with the really nasty smog that we got going on over here, blowing over from the prairies, apparently. If you hear my nasty, gravelly sounding voice, that's because I'm very sensitive to the smoke. And I definitely shouldn't have biked in it very fast when I was going to my office a few days ago. It was a bad idea. Shut up, sore throat. That's how it goes. Anyway, here's some more music.
Disco in a sack of Japan.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show's past tense. Last song was Earth Minus One by Lowercase off of their album All Destructive Urges, Seems So Perfect. And then before that was Car Park by Sofa off of their album Town Unsafe, or maybe it was an EP. Is an EP an album, and then an LP is also an album? I don't know. But anyway, that was something they released, and it was something that did not show up on the recompilation of their work that was released by Constellation Records like a couple years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't know. So yeah, one of the songs that was just excluded from their earlier discography before their album Gray. But there's some nice material in there. I like listening especially to like just the excluded tracks. It's kind of got an interesting tone to it. Anyway, there are a couple more songs this hour, but this is going to be approximately the conclusion of the show. Something that I'll point out is that for the next episode, not album, wrong word. I'm planning to include an interview that I did with Marcus of the band Golden Star. So this is a local slowcore, I guess you could say, post-rock band from Montreal that released an EP, I think, back in January that I liked very much. Actually, I was very excited to hear it. There's not a ton of slowcore in that vein coming out of Canada whatsoever. None that I've really found in Montreal. And honestly, there's very little that is just as good as that EP is. So I was really excited to talk to Marcus. And we talked for quite a while, so that'll be probably split up across a couple of episodes. Maybe. Or maybe I'll just do slices. But it should also be online. So anyway, I'm going to play a song from the EP now. I've played it on the show before. It's a song called Seven Score off of Golden Star's self-titled EP. And then following that will be a song, Dakar Relay, by the band Picastro off of their album Red Your Blues. And that's all for tonight. Thanks for listening.